You're listening to the Movement is Medicine Show, a podcast hosted by Head to Toe Spine and Sports Therapy, a modern chiropractic and manual therapy practice in Edmonds, Washington. Now, let's get into the show. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the show. And today we want to take you on a journey. It is the healing journey here at Head to Toe. And it also happens to be our slogan, our motto. It's how we structure everything. And it's a really, really cool philosophy and practical principle. And so who wants to, what is it? What is this magic thing of which I speak of?
Well, it's basically just three steps here. We've got repair, restore, and rebuild. So essentially, like, just to break that down, make it easy for everybody to follow, like, repair is just going to be like the inflammatory phase, right? Like, that's where we just got to get rid of your inflammation. We've got to make you feel better, get rid of your pain. So, because if we've got pain, we're going to have some restriction in our motion. We're going to have some hesitance to move. And overall, it's not going to help us to progress and keep pain at bay. And obviously, like, to make it more permanent that it stays gone. So with the restore phase, we're going to work more so into restoring your range of motion. Because whenever you're in pain, you just don't move as much as you want to, right? Like, if your shoulder hurts, you're not going to raise your arm over your head like willy-nilly at will, right? So you're going to have some restrictions in your motion because of that. There's going to be some hesitance to move. So what we want to do is restore your confidence as well as restore your motion in that restore phase. And then once we've got our confidence and we're able to move fully, we need to strengthen from there. If we don't strengthen, we're just going to fall right back into that inflammatory phase, that repair phase. And it's really just a matter of time. It's not a matter of, like, if it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. So that rebuild phase is all about strengthening and building off the foundation of that restored motion. And essentially, you're building the house at that point. You're building from the ground up. So you're making it more sustainable, more permanent. You might have to do repairs in the future, but once you've got that foundation set, everything from there is just going to blast off.
Oh, I love it. That's such a great overview. So the three phases, just to summarize there, to recap, is repair, restore, rebuild. And Dr. Lee, just that's a great explanation of kind of the how the whole thing functions together. Let's spend a little bit of time on the repair phase, because I think it's the one everybody gets. And that's typically why you're showing up here in the first place. So when we're talking repair, what are we talking about?
So repair, like Dr. Lee was saying, is really at the beginning, trying to get the inflammation out, because a lot of times when people are coming in with pain, they're going to be very inflamed, and it could be for, you know, whatever issue that they're coming in with. So at the beginning, when we're repairing things, getting the inflammation out, also getting their pain to go away. So, I mean, at the beginning, probably more so that's going to be focused around the soft tissue work that we do, like the mild adjustments that we do, trying to restore some proper range of motion at that time. And that's going to happen a little bit through doing some of that tissue work and the adjustments and everything like that. But really, we need to get that out of the way first, like Dr. Lee was saying, so that we can actually start to move better. Because that's really what we have to get you doing at the beginning, right? You're not going to want to move that much when you're in pain. So if we can get the tissues to loosen up, we can actually get the pain to go away, get the inflammation out of there. That's going to set us up for then moving on forward past that. And that's really that initial phase. Again, that's why people are coming in here. And it's a little bit of a tricky thing sometimes, because sometimes people, you know, they get past the repair phase and they're feeling better. They're feeling like they're out of pain, but they feel like they're done. Right? Because that's the way that they view things. It's like, oh, I'm out of pain. I'm good to go. But we haven't even gotten into the other things yet, right? We haven't even, like, gotten back into restoring proper full motion, biomechanics, everything like that. We haven't gotten into strengthening everything to make sure that we don't fall back into those patterns that we were in before. So it's great getting people out of pain. We do an amazing job at that, but we also do an amazing job at the steps following that, which is then restoring and rebuilding from there.
Totally. I think repair, we all get it. It's like, I feel broken. I'm hurting. Get me out of this hurt. And generally speaking, how like, so when a person's thinking, okay, I'm going to come in for that and I'm in that phase where I'm an acute issue, what is that? Like somewhere between like two and four visits typically for that first phase?
It's really usually around four.
Around four.
You know, I think you'll hear all of us say, you know, you're going to feel a lot better within sort of 4 to 6 visits. And that we have tracked our results over the years. We've tracked every condition we've treated, and it's consistently... of course, there's outliers and there's people who, you know, have something else going on, but usually people are really feeling better in that first 4 to 6 treatments. And that is, you know, that's that repair phase. But once again, we're just calming down the nervous system, calming down the inflammation. You're going to feel markedly better, but you're not ready to fly yet.
Yeah, it's kind of almost, it's a little, it's kind of an, a little bit of an illusion, right? Or and it's that, it's part of it is just how we as human beings are motivated, right? So we're kind of, we're driven to achieve good things. We're driven to move away from bad things, right? So we like, we flee pain, we move away from pain. And when that pain state has been reduced, because we've done our job really, really well, all of a sudden that that motivation of like continuing treatment, it needs to kind of switch, right? It's like now we're not moving away. We're not moving away from pain. Now we're moving towards more of an optimum state, right? Now we're moving towards the health state, and it's a different type of, it's a different type of thing, right? So we have to shift our thinking slightly, because if we don't do that, we're going to find ourselves back into that repair state, back in that broken state, back in that inflammation state, and sometimes even worse than when we came in the first place.
Yeah.
And this is why we have chronic conditions and all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, there's a reason why you were in pain to begin with, right? And just getting through the repair phase, getting the pain to go away, that's not necessarily enough time for us to really like get into like fully like, you know, correct the issue of why this happened in the first place, right? But that's what we want to do. We want to correct the issue of why this happened, not only just getting the pain to go away. And that's really getting into those second stages after we get through the prepare phase. And that's really important, because if that doesn't happen, like we've been stating already, then there can be that slide back into the patterns that we've already had.
So when we get into the restore phase, let kind of walk me through, what are the kinds of things we're doing in that phase? What can we expect when we're kind of going after that and pursuing that piece?
So essentially, and we had a clinician meeting about this. We actually chit-chatted about it. Lee used a really good word, sustainable. We're trying to create sustainable movements for you as the patient. So after we're out of that repair, acute inflammatory stage of your injury, we essentially want to get you moving again. And so we're trying to restore your mobility, restore your movement. This is where all of our CARs come in. You've probably heard that term thrown around on the rehab floor, shoulder CARs, hip CARs, knee CARs, all of these things. We'll throw in other exercises as well, but we're essentially trying to get you through a range of motion that works for you. Just because you can do a motion, like take your shoulder through a circle, doesn't mean that motion is good for you, right? It just means that you can do it. We want to make sure that you can do it over and over and over again, so that when we hit the rebuild phase, you have that foundation of movement so that you can build muscle or whatever your activity is that hurt you in the first place. And I think this is where the water gets muddy a little bit, in that we don't use the correct lingo, or people just want to head on out of here after they're out of pain. And so we don't ever really hit that rebuild phase, because we just kind of get stuck in this restore and like, okay, I can move better now, I'm good.
Insurance is also tricky.
True.
You know, insurance is tricky. We usually have a limit, and we don't want to exhaust people's benefits. We always want to leave people with some room to hopefully not get hurt again. But if there were to be another injury, that they still have remaining benefits, we get given a very small amount. But I think one of the things to look forward to moving forward is more of a functional movement evaluation during your restore phase, which really kind of tightens down the gaps on where we need to focus for you. Especially because, you know, you're going to be, unless we rewire and really recircuit your muscles, you're going to be still compensating around your injuries.
Yeah. So when we're in this restore phase, how long do we think that would be? You know, and I know maybe we have an ideal, or maybe we have a realistic, but what is that? So if our repair phase is somewhere between 4 and 6 visits, how long are we kind of in this restore phase?
So I mean, the big thing about all three of these steps is to realize that it's on a spectrum. Mm. It's not exactly like cut and dry of like, you're going to be in this phase for two visits, you're going to be this one for 4, or this or that. It's more so about attaining your goals, and so that we can move on again to be sustainable through our motions. So I'd say like the restore phase could be just like the first stage, where it's anywhere from like 2 to 4 treatments. I'd say typically we're usually restoring range of motion within like 2 to 3. But some people have a little bit more difficulty. They have a little more hesitance with movement. And oftentimes when we're going through the treatment plan, we have setbacks. You plan for setbacks. It's just part of the rehabilitation phase, regardless of whether it's physical, mental, or emotional. So with that, it's not as important enough to think about like, oh, like it's this many appointments, as much as it's how you're feeling towards the end of that phase.
Right. Like it's your goal, and you know, are we close to achieving that goal or not? Do we need a little bit more And we're kind of working basically off of that endpoint.
Absolutely, because like one person might be a professional rugby player, the other one might just want to walk up and down their stairs sustainably.
Yeah.
So it's really just about the personal goal of the patient, and that's why that functional movement evaluations is going to be so important for that restore phase, just so that we can be as specific as possible for addressing the needs of the patient.
So maybe somebody explain when we say functional movement assessment. Basically, what are we talking about there? That's we get through our kind of repair stage, and then it's like, hey, let's kind of look and see how you're moving, and let's see what's going on in terms of your mobility, flexibility, your essentially your how your like motor patterns are going. Like, is that what we're talking about with that type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's stability, motor control, and you know, we've all studied functional movement. Certainly some of us are certified in different functional movement, like the SFMA, which is a wonderful functional movement evaluation developed by Greg Cook. I think that we've built our own because we have certain things that we really like to see as patients progress. So we've designed our own test, and it's really taking that patient, you know, they into an upright functional position and testing, do they hold all their pieces together? You know, can they still lift overhead without losing their posture? So we look at a 6 to 8 movements that we're breaking down to see that they can hold their good posture, hold their strength while they're doing those movements.
And that then allows you to kind of pinpoint with pretty high degree of accuracy kind of where they might have to do some additional work.
Absolutely. Once we see where it's falling apart, we can tell if it's a strength issue or still a mobility issue, or perhaps there's still pain, right? If there's pain, you know, we can't exercise through that. You know, we need to go back and decrease the inflammation, calm down the nervous system, restore mobility to that joint or section of the spine or limb. And then we go back again. So it's really about seeing that full stability motor control piece happening without pain and within the patient's limitations. As Dr. Lee mentioned, you know, someone over 60 and someone under 15 are going to move really differently. Athletes are going to move differently than non-athletes. So we're really looking at it with that in mind as well.
Very individualized, personalized approach.
And with goals. You know, I think, you know, whether someone is an avid gardener or if someone's a trail runner or Olympic athlete or whatever it may be, we're looking at them. They have different expectations from their body and different requirements. But we still, I mean, having said that, we want to bring everyone to the optimum, no matter what they want to do, you know.
I get that.
Best they can be.
I get that. So how does that then move into the next phase, which is our rebuild phase? And the phase, you know, is that you mentioned rehabilitation, you know, would stuff in that category be what people think of when they think about rehab or going to something like that? Is it different than that? Like, shed some light on that.
Yeah, that rebuild phase is like essentially performance enhancement. So that would include strengthening, that would improve skills, that would improve everything that has to do with what your intended activity is, whether that's getting up and out of your lazy boy or walking up your stairs or like running a 100-meter sprint less than 11 seconds. It really just depends on what your demands are. So the best way to put it is performance enhancement in that rebuild phase, where we're building off the foundations that we've already accrued in those previous two stages, and we're just running with it to optimize motion and performance.
Yeah, so you could almost think about it as like in repair, we're kind of getting out of pain, we're getting you kind of close to being back to that what's normal, right? And then the restore is we lock that normal in, get you moving to just what is your regular, you know, okay, bam, you're back to where you used to be prior to this. And that rebuild phase is like, now how do we go even deeper, strengthen it? How do we create like a new platform for you to kind of go to that next level in whatever that particular thing would be?
And also to just hold on to what we've already built up.
Lock it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Strengthen it so that it doesn't have that chronic or, you know, where you're afraid, like, oh God, I hope it's not, my back's not going to go out, or I hope my hamstring's not going to pull, or I start to feel that tweak. Oh no.
100%.
And this is also where we're going to really help transition you to your strength and conditioning coach, personal trainer, whatever it may be in your environment. You know, and we have great gyms and great trainers that we work closely with, and we want to be able to transition you to that phase to really continue building your performance, your explosiveness as an athlete, your endurance, all those pieces.
So I think it's fair to say then as a patient coming in, we expect to hear more of this language and more of kind of awareness around where we are in the journey.
Yeah, we're trying to clarify for people because we realize where we're not clear. And it's been work that we've been doing internally because we all dream this final phase for all of our patients. That's what we want to achieve. That is our goal. And, you know, that's really why we're here. And we're not just a pain clinic. And we want people to experience a little bit more of the journey so that they can really hold on to the work we're doing here for them.
I love it. I mean, yeah. It's just so clear. It's so elegant. It's very compelling.
It's really cool when you can see people hit that final phase too. I mean, because it's not like we're saying it's like, you know, not everybody gets there because they get out of pain and they feel like they're done. But no, people do. And it's really cool and fun to watch that when people get to that stage because they're stronger than they were before. They're moving better than they were before. They're not just back to the way they were before they had pain. Like, they're better than where they were before. And it's fun to see that because they see it too. And they're just like, wow, okay. Like, I feel great.
Yeah. So. Beautiful posture, yeah. Strength, endurance.
Elegance.
It is really rewarding. And this is really, I think, why we're all here.
Well, listen, I absolutely love it. And I want to see it everywhere. We should always be talking about this.
Can it's make a, shirts?
I think we should make shirts. We need shirts. Shirts.
Yeah. Shirts.
Yep. Totally.
Don't think these words are not going up on the new clinic walls because they are.
Oh, they're going up. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Big mural. This is genius. Totally. Well, I can't wait to see more of this. And I expect that a lot of the stuff that we're putting out in terms of our content and our tips and tricks that we share and our walkthroughs and our guides will start to also kind of fall into these different categories where you can understand, hey, this is a repair guide. This is more of a restore guide that we're talking about today. This is more of a rebuild section now. So we're really organizing to just all of our communication, all of our content, all of the great demos, the doctor, all you guys all do around this. And I think that will really help people understand where they need to plug in to get what they need for where they are today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's genius. This team is genius. That's what I'm saying. All right, guys. Well, thanks for sharing. I really appreciate it. I'm really excited to see more of this, hear more about it, and see it everywhere. And for everybody out there, if you this rings a bell and resonates, and you're like, oh, damn, you know, I'm in repair or I'm out of repair and I want to get more into restore, obviously, if you have questions or need help, we're here for you, and we want to take care of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Until next time, thanks, everybody.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.